A. Periodic meetings of supervisory and personnel office employees will be conducted before the start of work and then not less often than once every 6 months, at which time the contractor's EEO policy and its implementation will be reviewed and explained. B. All new supervisory or personnel office employees will be given a thorough indoctrination by the EEO officer. C. All personnel who are engaged in direct recruitment for the project will be instructed by the EEO officer in the contractor's procedures for locating and hiring minorities and women. D. Notices and posters setting forth the contractor's EEO policy will be placed in areas readily accessible to employees, applicants for employment, and potential employees. And E. The contractor's EEO policy and the procedures to implement such policy will be brought to the attention of employees by means of meetings, employee handbooks, or other appropriate means.